Good morning and welcome to Mornings with a Stranger, episode 74. I have it's not really a moral dilemma question. It's a, am I a bad person question? But as I'm looking in my fridge, which is completely unrelated to my dilemma, I look like the saddest person in the world, like a strange alcoholic or something. So I have like some eggs, a butter substitute, some actual butter, a can of mango juice, some frozen kimchi, some very old flour, pretty much no vegetables right now, and a bunch of alcohol, which if you saw, you know, it looks like that's like my important focus. I've got like a bottle of wine and a alcohol mixer thing and some Angry Orchard. But if you opened my fridge 6 months ago, you would see, minus a lot more vegetables, well, I guess plus a lot more vegetables, you would see these same exact bottles of alcohol, including the one that has like 10 sips left that needs to just be dumped and gone. Anyway, I'm sharing my sad state of my fridge with you this morning for some reason. So here is my dilemma or question. I am making breakfast as I'm talking to you. I apologize. I will break for eating and then we'll get back into this conversation if we aren't done with it. Toast and nut butter, if you're wondering. So I'm walking down the street the other day and I was coming back from the grocery store and had my groceries in hand and I was kind of in a hurry because I needed to get back home. I was brewing coffee and needed it not to overbrew the important things in life. And this woman came up to me, not in my space. She was definitely speaking to me a little ways away, which was probably really good. And she, and there was a guy with her, walking a couple paces behind her. And she said, "Hey, ma'am," or whatever the heck she said. She said, "It's my birthday." And what did she say? It's my birthday today. And could you give me all I really want is a hug, or could you give me a hug? It was a little more, it wasn't like all I want is a hug. It was a little more personal, directed to me. Like I couldn't get the out of that conversation of saying, "Hey, there's a free hugging booth two blocks over, head down that way." It was a little more, like I said, it was a little more about me. And I was like kind of slightly panicked in this situation, not because I didn't want to give this woman a hug, because I had no yay or nay towards it. And if she really needs a hug, that seems like a fair thing to ask. to a little self-care there. And I'm doing these huge calculations in my head. I'm alone on the street. I'm in a neighborhood that is not bad, but it's not amazing. And she's got a guy with her, and I'm an alone female walking by myself with a bag of stuff. And I basically smiled and said, "I'm sorry," because I didn't know what else to do. And all the time I'm like in these, you know, the amazingly quick calculations that are going through my head, I'm contemplating all the ways that she can steal from me, all the ways that she could hurt me, or that she could give me, I could give her a hug, and how this guy could hurt me. I feel like I was putting myself in a really bad situation that, you know, I know people would argue, "Oh my God, people aren't walking down the street trying to kill you or hurt you or whatever." But I also feel it's also really stupid to not do that. Like, so if I would have given her a hug and it would have all been fine, I would have been a hero. If I gave her a hug and the guy took my pickles and smashed them over my head and they threw me in a vehicle, I'd be completely stupid, right? Same action, different outcome. I'm the hero. I'm the idiot. So I felt really, really bad for saying no, because I, you know, I've seen those videos online where they're like looking at, you know, how many people will pick up the wallet, and sometimes it is how many people will give a person a hug. And I know sometimes they happen on like busy New York streets where there's a billion people around. I still don't know. I'm saying that's a trustable situation. You know, if I'm walking with my last 10 bucks in my pocket and the person is good at pickpocketing, that's not good for me. Maybe that person still needs a hug, but their nefarious actions are not good. So should I be only looking out for myself? Should I be looking out for this other person? Like, I don't know. I'm just trying to, I feel like weirdly bad about it. Like I had this vision that I'm going to like see the YouTube video about what a jerk I was because I wouldn't hug this woman. And I, you know how how that goes. And I'm like, oh my gosh, if it exists in the world, I want to see it and be able to say, here's why this happened. It isn't about not wanting to help this person out. It's about being put in a situation where I'm then dealing with a lack of safety. And therefore, then if something happens, then it's time out of my life dealing with who knows what they do to me, right? I mean, I realize I'm thinking kind of an extreme, but sometimes that's where my brain slightly goes when I'm trying to contemplate a situation of safety or not. If this person does smash the pickles over my head, then I have to go to the hospital. I have to spend multiple days out of my life. I have to pay medical bills for that person to gain potentially the money that they're trying to steal from me, if that's their goal. Or multiple other goals. So I don't know. I'm just thinking about this. It bugs me because I feel like a jerk. But I don't know. So feel free to respond and tell me what you think or your experience if you've ever had this happen and how you've felt about it or how you've thought about it. Because like I say, I feel like a jerk for saying I'm sorry. But weighing all the pros and cons in my head, it's like, well, should I override those cons to be the good person, be the positive thinking person that the world is going to take care of me and everything is going to be okay, and give this person a hug that perhaps she really freaking needed. When they walked away, she kind of murmured some stuff that I couldn't audibly hear, but it didn't sound very nice. It didn't sound horribly mean either, but it didn't sound very nice. So anyway, I hate situations like that. I want to be a good person. I want to be able to be that person who gives somebody the emotional support that they need, but I also have the, how do I do this? And then again, take care of myself and be smart and be safe and not be a jerk at the same time. So there you go. It's my dilemma for the day. Check us out on Facebook at Mornings with a Stranger, no spaces, @. So @ Mornings with a Stranger. Check out the website for all the podcasts and iTunes. Website is morningswithastranger.com. And you can check out on iTunes as well, Mornings with a Stranger. So have a wonderful day. Go out and hug somebody, but in a safe area where you don't have cash in your pockets and groceries that could harm you in your bag. I realize throwing a thing of pickles over somebody's head would not be like the ideal way to knock somebody out, but it could happen. And how do we weigh these things? Have a wonderful day. Talk to you soon.